We stayed on it. Did a lot of soft tissue work with our chiropractor, Josh Aiken. Bobby and Chris in there did a good job. Used a machine called the ARP over at Synergy Sports just up the road. So threw a lot of stuff at it. Wanted to get back as fast as possible. So, no, I mean, not a. I don't think there's a standard test. We just went out there and did some drills. Threw, obviously, stepped up in the pocket. I just made sure I was comfortable moving around. As soon as I got hurt, I felt like I'd be back quicker than they thought. So, I kind of had that mindset throughout. Did a great job. Did an unbelievable job. And I think if you got asked the guys in the locker room, no one's really surprised at what he was able to do on the field. He's always prepared. He's been in the league a long time. He doesn't take anything for granted. He knows at any point he could be in there. And I thought he had fun with it. He knew going into the game, it was a Monday night game, it was gonna be a big game, division game. And he just enjoyed the process of preparing, and then obviously played extremely well too. So it was fun to watch. I was really happy for him. I did. Was a different perspective. I mean, not a perspective that I like being in or really am accustomed to. But you saw. I think you saw. I saw offensively. Just how good the offensive line really is, and how many weapons we have on the outside, and just how hard it is to kind of defend us. That being said, we still have a lot of work to do, and we still haven't arrived where we want to be. But we're definitely heading in the right direction, I think. He's calm. I don't know how he's so calm. Fourth quarter, we're driving, and he, just like he's, at the park, walking around the park. So he's done it for a long time, though. So he comes into the game very well prepared. Watches more film than anybody in the building. So it's to be expected. Well, the bye week we stayed here, so I was here during the bye week, and if I wasn't here, I was with Josh getting chiropractic work, and if I wasn't with Josh, I was on the ARP. So put some time in to get back and get to this point. Yeah, I mean, if I wasn't back to 100% or they had any doubts in it, I mean, I wouldn't have been practicing today. That was the stipulations. They were going to let Josh have another crack at it, and I was going to have to sit this one out. No. I haven't worried about my contract. I haven't worried about it, period. So that stuff takes care of itself somehow, some way. So my biggest thing was just helping Josh last week to make sure, I mean, even though I knew he would be ready, to make sure I could help him in any way, and then get back as soon as possible so I could help those guys. No, I mean, we can do some stuff, but I mean, their biggest thing was, like you said, once you get in the game, it's just reactionary stuff, and your brain's not going to be able to go, hey, all right, once you step right, it just happens. So, we tried to mimic that as much as possible. I thought we've done a good job the last 3 days. I feel ready. I mean, that's the biggest thing. We talked to all the doctors, and personally, I feel ready. And we still have a couple days to let it heal even more. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to watch. It was hard to watch after the fact, and it's even harder to watch now because you look at it, and you're like, it's just silly stuff that I was doing and that we were doing out there. So we can limit the turnovers. They've got a hot hand on offense. Defense is playing well. It's going to be a tough matchup. They're coming off a bye, so they've had ample opportunity to prepare for us. And, we're a little bit banged up. So we just got to, get healthy. Got to have a good day of practice tomorrow because it's going to be a challenge.